Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual Understanding. Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. James 5:16. James 5:16 stands within the closing section of the Epistle of James, a letter devoted to practical Christian living and spiritual maturity. James wrote to Jewish believers scattered among the nations, James 1:1. Many of these Christians experienced hardship, economic struggle, persecution, conflict, and spiritual instability. Throughout the letter, James addressed the daily conduct of believers by calling them towards steadfast faith, obedient living, wise speech, humility, and wholehearted devotion to God. The verse states, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." James 5:16. The word "therefore" connects this verse directly to the instructions that preceded. James had just addressed suffering, cheerfulness, sickness, prayer, and the ministry of the elders within the church, James 5:13 through 16. The broader context emphasizes the importance of prayer during every season of life. James guided believers toward active participation in the spiritual care of one another. The church was never intended to function as insulated individuals pursuing faith independently. James described a community marked by confession, prayer, restoration, and mutual support. Sin often damages fellowship, burdens the conscience, weakens spiritual vitality, and disrupts relationships within the body of Christ. James instructed believers to practice honest confession and faithful intercession, because spiritual healing frequently develops within the context of Christian community. The instruction to confess sins to one another highlights humility and repentance. James called believers to acknowledge sin openly rather than hiding spiritual struggles behind outward appearances. Confession creates opportunities for accountability, encouragement, reconciliation, and prayer. This instruction does not present public confession as a ritual requirement for every sin. Note, the scope of the sin dictates the scope of the confession. James emphasized sincere honesty among believers who care for one another, spiritually. Prayer stands at the center of the passage. James repeatedly emphasized prayer throughout chapter 5. Suffering believers should pray. Cheerful believers should sing praise. Sick believers should call for prayer. Sinning believers should seek prayer and restoration. Elijah then appears as an example of faithful and effective prayer in verses 17 and 18. James wanted the church to understand that God works powerfully through the prayers of faithful believers. The phrase, "the prayer of a righteous person has great power as is working," points toward the effectiveness of godly prayer. James did not describe righteousness as sinless perfection. He described the faithful life of believers who walk in repentance, obedience, and dependence upon God. Prayer carries spiritual power because God hears and responds to His people. James situated this verse within his larger argument about authentic faith. Genuine faith expresses itself through action, humility, obedience, and loving concern for others. James 5:16 calls believers to cultivate honest relationships, committed prayer, and spiritual care within the church. The verse reminds Christians that God works through prayerful communities shaped by repentance and faithful devotion. Take action. Open your Bible and read James 5:13 through 20. Identify every reference to prayer, confession, restoration, and spiritual care. Notice how James connects personal faith with the life and ministry of the church community. Reflection questions. 1. What situations does James address in the broader passage surrounding James 5:16? 2. Why does James connect confession and prayer within the life of the church? 3. How does Elijah's example strengthen James' teaching about prayer?